And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio are a couple of folks from the Sitka Summer Music Festival, Zuel Bailey, the artistic director, and Melissa Kraut. And they are both here to talk about the inaugural cello seminar that's happening right now in Sitka. And Cellobration is one of the events that's going to take place connected with that. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Well, most folks know you, Zuel, but I'm not sure everybody knows Melissa. Melissa Kraut, would you mind telling us a bit about who you are?
I am a cellist, and I teach at the Cleveland Institute of Music, which is one of the top conservatories in the country where young people come to train that are launching a career in music. And I am a very committed pedagogue, meaning I love to train young people. I teach students of all ages from age 4 through budding careers, and I really love it. But I also love to perform, and I love to travel and master classes and workshops and bring what I do to other areas of the world, too.
Well, you and Zuel are training 12 young cello musicians?
10
cello musicians here in Sitka for 2 weeks during the cello seminar. So it seems like it's a perfect fit for you.
Totally.
Can you tell us a little bit, Zuel and Melissa, about this program, why it's unique and why you're excited about it?
Well, we tried to envision a scenario that would be healthy for them as people, as cellists, as musicians, to feel free and be able to find themselves and to figure out their own path for the future. When I first met Melissa back in 2008, we bonded very quickly and realized very very fast that our vision of how these things should work was unique, and that a situation like that gathering place to share and to kind of release the eagles into the atmosphere didn't exist, at least from hers and my experience. And we kind of just said half jokingly, well, if we could ever figure out a way to do one together, we should. Around that very time is when I was asked to be the artistic director here at the Sitka Summer Music Festival. And I kind of, over the next year and a half, explained that I found a place for this to happen, the canvas for it to happen, but it needs to be a few years from now because obviously there was a transition in place. Fast forward, this is my third as the sole artistic director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and we began planning this and implanting it into the fabric of the music festival about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And so this is the inaugural celebration of this idea, but it actually goes back to 08. And we have the Sitka Summer Music Festival to thank for that. We have Kayla Betcher to thank for that, the entire board, the community of Sitka, and also a lot of hard work from Melissa and others that spread the word so quickly. We were sold out very fast for this. The 10 is max because we're housing everyone in Stevenson Hall, which was also part of the goal, is because we wanted everyone under one roof, communing together, making music, just sharing life together. And so it's been a very, very perfect summer. We've had 1 week so far, and we're headed into, we're in the middle of the second week now. And I think it's a dream, and the students have quite frankly told us so.
You know, Melissa, every time you speak about this, when we were chatting before we went on air, your eyes just light up.
That makes sense. I'm very excited about it.
Is this what you expected?
It's better than I expected. We set the bar very high in terms of our dreams for what we wanted for the students and what we thought a utopia could be for young students, and an atmosphere that breeds healthy learning, healthy collegiality, discussions and exploration. But to see it come to fruition and to actually be in the middle of it and watch it be a reality from 2008 to now is a dream come true.
And there's a really intense community engagement component to this, isn't there?
Well, that's the whole reason why this all started, is how can we help build musicians that will carry the torch forward, that will actually become participants in life and in musical communities all over the world and make a difference and become active and gather people. Music does seem to be that kind of X factor that gathers people and makes their lives better. And so we're teaching them about that, primarily to find themselves, to feel comfortable expressing themselves, to then feel comfortable gathering other people through their music, and then, of course, feeling the freedom to share their music and have others share with them versus be competitive, as most places, in fact, all places, kind of breed. They want the best to survive. And yes, there's a point to that, but not here.
Now, these students, did they realize this was the philosophy when they signed up for this, or have they come to realize it?
I think it was stated in our mission statement somewhat, but mostly they were drawn to studying with Zuhl and myself, and they saw that as a really dynamic combination of people and of people with different careers in music who view learning and being a musician in the same philosophical strain. And so I think that's what really brought them here. And I think they're only now really watching it unfold and understanding how much bigger it is than what they even thought.
We're also breaking down the boundaries here because, of course, we're all in the same house. So they see kind of the private habits of their teachers, which include practicing a lot and studying a lot and being busy a lot and proactive, that I think that most people don't realize that if it's they will realize now what it takes to be kind of obsessed with making a difference and being an active participant in life. And there is no other way in a way. I found many of them, many observations interesting where they just kind of watch me practice. When everything goes down at night, I'm sitting downstairs practicing myself. Finally, I have a moment to myself, and I take that to work or to have an intense discussion with other colleagues like Melissa or these kinds of things. It's just a total immersion.
How responsive have these students been to this environment?
Actually, I think we had to go down and tell them to stop practicing.
We
last
did. No,
night.
We had. Yeah. We set curfew last night for the first time because they won't stop playing and
talking
and just it's literally bubbling over. It's wonderful.
So this is a formula that works.
It's excellent.
We knew it would. We just couldn't believe. I can't believe it's actually. It's one of those pinch yourself moments.
And this is something you apparently cannot find really anywhere else.
No. In fact, we're going to continue to expand this with the help of the Sitka Summer Music Festival and Stevenson Hall, the Stevenson Hall campaign. This is why we have this building. This is why the festival obtained and is obtaining the building, is to create this environment for many other options, but in this idyllic atmosphere and environment.
Well, how can the community become involved with these young musicians?
Well, they already have. We had a wonderful crab feed the other night, and I think a lot of them said they've never tasted crab before that didn't come out of a can, shockingly, with the board members who came over and fed the kids and spent time with them. But at the same time, we're reaching out into the community. We were at the hospital yesterday. We'll be at Rotary today.
Ludwig's Bistro, a wine bar. We had cello music there last night. We have them to thank for such an incredibly wonderful hosting and, again, a very warm environment to share music and have food. The Westmark will be on Thursday. Everybody's opening their doors. And with this constant support, again, it shows these musicians and of course, the community that the doors are open and that people can share. And so we thank them very much for their support.
Well, and coming up is also Cellobration. Tell us about that.
Well, this is going to be a showcase of all the students in the seminar program. And you will hear a range of performances from an entire Bach suite that's divided up between all 10 students, so everyone plays a little part, to a few solo features, to an ensemble made up of 12 cellists, including Zuhl and myself.
And so that'll be at Centennial Hall, July 12th, 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
And tickets are available now, but you can get online.
That's right. And they're lower price tickets. They're 15 for adults and 10 for others, youth.
And then open rehearsals, too. We can just pop by and, you know, watch while these kids rehearse.
Yes, we have master classes in the afternoons. We have open. In fact, we have this new thing called open sessions, which is to maximize all of this crazy playing in the evening at the house. And it's run by the wonderful Liz DeMio. Elizabeth DeMio is a pianist from the Cleveland Institute of Music, also who's up here working with all of the students as well. And so we're opening our doors to when they read new music and perform for each other from 7 to 9 most nights. People need to check the board out front and or the Facebook page because it's posted every day. But yes, our doors at Stevenson Hall are open as always.
So you brought up a great support network for these kids as well.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. And for them to have, again, all those resources accessible and under one roof is just opening up discussions and conversations and learning that may not otherwise take place. Well, that don't otherwise take place, because I'm with some of these kids during the year, and this is a completely different experience than being in school.
Well, do you think you'll continue this next year?
Absolutely.
100%. There's other options, other ideas already in the mix, because it's been so overwhelming for everybody. And I have a feeling, knock on wood, that after the success of this summer, that we're going to have, our phones are going to be ringing off the hook.
Well, that is wonderful. And for folks who'd like to learn more, they can go online to sidcamusicfestival.org and take a look at the schedule.
Thank you for your time.
Great.
Thank
Any
you.
Parting thoughts?
Just grateful to the community for embracing us and for being excited and being participants and letting us be here.
And also, they will not have seen anything like Cellebration, so they should come out on Saturday night.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for coming down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Zuul Bailey, Artistic Director for the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and Melissa Kraut, cellist and cello teacher. They're both here to talk about the cello seminar that's taking place right now. Cellebration's coming up on Saturday, July 12th. You can find a schedule of when you can connect with these young artists on sitkamusicfestival.org.